start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
He's a terrific player. You know, I mean, he was, I don't know if he got sixth man of the year last year, but he should have if he didn't. You know, he's their leading scorer, 24 points a game or so, the last 10 games or so. And, you know, he can hurt you from the three-point line. He can hurt you with his penetration. He's great at getting to the free throw line. And he's a terrific passer.
Fortunately, we have a big amount of guys that, you know, have huge roles in on our team. So it's definitely not easy to deal with it. But, you know, Clippers had to, you know, they have the same issues. You know, they're missing three, you know, starters out there, you know, so... That wasn't really the reason why we lost tonight. Obviously, it would have been easier to have all those guys out there, but you still have to find a way.
The Magic did not last night. They fall to the Los Angeles Clippers, the undermanned Los Angeles Clippers, Orlando undermanned as well. 106-95 was the final, and that is Coach Vogel talking about Lou Williams, who went for 31. Previously, the most he'd ever scored against the Magic in 31 contests was 24. He'd only gone for 20 or more four times in his career against the Magic, and he rips off 31 last night, and a lot of frustration, enough to go around for this Magic group, who now has lost 14 of their last 17. They fall to 11-18 on the season, and they have to figure some things out. They do have to get some healthy bodies back, and that certainly is a part of it. There's no question. This team is banged up. They're down. They're feeling down, feeling sorry for themselves, which is frustrating. You can't do that in the NBA. But we'll touch on all that. We'll touch on what the numbers look like the last month or so for this Magic Club, what lays ahead. We also have NBA Hoop Scoop. Aaron Berlin will join me here in just a matter of moments. We'll have NBA Hoop Scoop in the next segment. But a lot to get to here right off the bat. But I want to let you guys know that the holiday season is here, as we know. So you have a chance to be a part of our Orlando Magic Youth Holiday Camps presented by United Healthcare. This is a terrific holiday stocking stuffer. Children ages 6 to 17 can learn skills and drills through expert instruction by the National Basketball Academy. As a bonus, every camper receives a basketball t-shirt and a ticket to a Magic home game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/youth. That's OrlandoMagic.com/youth to register here today. Again, the Magic falling last night to the Los Angeles Clippers. Next up will be the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network, and then head out on a two-game road trip to Detroit and Chicago. It's not going to get any easier from here on out. The Magic hopefully will start getting some bodies back on Friday. I am hopeful that they might get Aaron Gordon back, who was not able to pass the concussion protocol. We saw Austin Rivers go down with a concussion last night. Very dangerous elbow from Jonathan Simmons. Certainly not intentional, but it caught him. It caught him good. It dropped him, and he was unable to return to the game, and he didn't play the entire second half. Local guy, and we certainly wish him the best in a speedy recovery as he deals with that. Austin Rivers, who meant so much to the Central Florida community and the success he had at Winter Park High School, so we certainly hate to see that. But I think for me, Aaron, and we heard Vooch touch on it, and listen, nobody is safe. Guys are competing. There are guys that are playing hard, but there are enough, and there are too many that are not, and are not playing hard enough for the entire game, and that's frustrating to me. I see a defeated bunch. I see a frustrated bunch. I see a bunch, Aaron, that I think quits easily, and that, to me, is frustrating. I see a Los Angeles Clippers team that came in. I see a Chicago Bulls team that came in, a Denver Nuggets team that came in, a Utah Jazz team that came in. Many of those teams came in on back-to-backs. Many of those teams came in severely undermanned. Every one of those teams outplayed you. Every one of those teams out-hustled you. Every one of those teams wanted it more than you and wanted it more than you on your home floor. Those were four winnable games that will come back to haunt you at the end of the year, certainly if you don't get this thing turned around and end up making the postseason, which right now you have much bigger things to worry about, certainly, than that. You got to get healthy and you got to get some bodies back, but there shouldn't be any excuses. Those teams didn't have excuses. The Clippers didn't have excuses last night, and they severely outplayed you on your own home floor. In two areas that are frustrating the heck out of me right now are effort and focus. And I think those are measurable things. Effort is measurable. It's measurable by the way you defend. It's measurable by the points you allow. It's measurable by the points you give up in the paint. It's measurable by the rebounds that you don't get. And those are frustrating right now. I know they're frustrating for Magic head coach Frank Vogel. And the focus, that's the turnovers. Costly focus issues, turning the basketball over at key points of the game, and it's not getting better. So these guys have to do a gut check. And we've talked about it for a couple of weeks now. But there needs to be a gut check here at some point. These guys have to stop feeling sorry for themselves. It is what it is. Injuries are a part of the game. The last 5.5 years have been extremely difficult, but there's nothing you can do about it. The next most important thing is Portland on Friday. Start there. Get one win. The most important thing before Portland was last night against the Clippers. You didn't have the focus. You didn't have the energy at home in front of your home crowd in a game that you had to try to win to get to salvage something, to get back on track. And to not have it on those two areas was very disappointing to me.
And Dante, perhaps the most frustrating thing was, you know, on Saturday night against, you have 3 days off, but on Saturday you showed that with the depleted bunch against an Atlanta Hawks team on their home floor that you could play
every basketball
and that you hustled for everything. And we saw that in that basketball game. And the most frustrating thing was after 3 days off, you didn't have that yesterday. And more importantly, you mentioned the Chicago Bulls game. You mentioned last night's game. You know, it was the first of a 4-game road trip for that Clippers team after they just traveled to Central Florida from coast to coast.
With one day off.
Yeah, that was a chance to take advantage of a team that was depleted by injuries and that was probably having a hangover from a time change, too.
And you start well. You come out of the gates early. You're leading at the end of the first quarter, 24-13. Your defense is solid. Now they missed a lot of open shots, but your defense is solid. And then it was a polar opposite in the second quarter. You're outscored 32-16. Then you're never able to climb back into it. But, again, costly turnovers, only 12. Well, you know, it's not huge. The Clippers had 9. But those 12 turnovers led to 20 points. And that has been a theme. And I just want to run down a few numbers. And they've got to find a way to make this stop. And this is why I say effort and focus. You look at this team since November 11th, and that's when this slide started. That's when they started losing 14 of 17. They are grabbing 41.8 rebounds a game, which is 21st in the NBA. Defensive rebounding, they're 19th at 33 a game. Offensive rebounding, they're 21st at 20 a game. That's an effort area. You could grab more offensive rebounds. Assists per game are nice. You're at 23 assists per game, so you are sharing the basketball. Shots aren't dropping. That's no secret. That's no surprise. Turnovers a game, 14.4 a game. So that's so you're turning the ball over 14 points. That's middle of the pack. So that's 14th in the NBA as far as turnovers per game. The problem is the points you're giving up off turnovers are almost 19, and that's 27th. That's the fourth most points off turnovers. So you compound it with your bad, at times, decision-making or focus. You make a costly turnover, and that leads to a basket by the other team on the other end. The fourth most points off turnover since November 11th, and that is alarming. And here's Coach Vogel addressing the carelessness with the basketball.
Turnovers for touchdowns. I mean, they just kill you. You know, killed us in Atlanta, and you know, that was the only message at halftime. Like, we'll make enough shots to win. We got to take care of the basketball. We took care of it better, you know, in the second half, but. You know, you turn the ball over and you know, they're running out and getting open threes or layups. You know, it's tough to overcome.
It's been a problem. It's been a theme, and it has to get better. That is a simple focus issue that this team is not exuding right now. And they've shown that they can do it. And again, a great point with Atlanta. You go to Atlanta, severely undermanned. Nick Vucevic and Jonathan Simmons arguably give you the games of their lives, but it's not enough to pull it out. And you make some mistakes. You didn't get enough guys playing well with you. Everybody needs to pick up their game right now, and it can't be hanging your heads and feeling sorry for yourselves. It needs to be everybody playing at their best until you get fully healthy. Now, you have been banged up. You've missed 59 games to illness or injury this year. All of last year, you missed just over 100, about 105. So you've already eclipsed half of that this year. So there are signs there, and you are banged up, and there are issues there, and you do have major bodies out. But to me, it's an attitude thing, and it's an effort thing, and it has to be better. If you're just not good enough on some nights, we can live with that. But the effort not being there is what's frustrating. So to point out the scoring since November 11th, you're 19th in points a game, you're 18th in field goal percentage, you're 27th in three-point percentage. So, but at times, that has not been an issue, Aaron. At times, you've scored enough, but your defense has let you down.
Yeah, but we have seen a drop in the first 12 games of the year.
Right, but we have seen a drop here recently offensively.
Yeah, and Dante, you know, perhaps the most perplexing thing to me is, you know, how many times this year have we seen this team have a really good first quarter, and then for whatever reason, right, the start of the second quarter, they've just been flat. You mentioned it early on. They were really good in the first 12 minutes of that basketball game, but it was like, for whatever reason, the first 4 minutes of the second quarter, there was nothing there.
And well, it's almost like we got the game won. Okay, we know what we can do. This team has not accomplished anything to ever think they can show up and win a game.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's the NBA. Every team is good enough, and every team we've played has played their tails off. This team doesn't do that consistently enough. And they do it stretches, and they look great, but they don't get everybody doing it for an entire game, and I think that's where the frustration comes in for them, for the head coach, for fans, for us watching. It needs to be more consistent. They've got it in there, but it has not been consistent enough.
And Dante, just one thing I would have really liked to have seen. You know, Jamal Artis came in with 59 seconds left to go in yesterday's game.
Yeah.
You know, same with Adrian Payne. You know, if there's an issue with hustle or energy, put those guys in. Those guys are fighting for their NBA lives
when they're there. And you know what? It's the tough thing for Magic head coach Frank Vogel, because I'm sure he would love to see how that second quarter started and just put all those guys in.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd like to do mass substitutions and go with the whole Lakeland four and give it a ride, but he didn't do that, to his credit. But yes, I think at some point, if this continues, those guys are going to get a shot.
Yeah, just give them a run. See what they can do.
Yeah, it could be an opportunity. Defensively, though, Aaron, since November 11th, 29th in the NBA in points per game allowed, 26th in field goal percentage defense, 30th in three-point percentage defense, 30th in rebounds given up per game, 27th in offensive rebounds given up per game, 27th in points per turnovers allowed, points off turnovers allowed, and 26th in points in the paint. These are effort areas. Defense and rebounding is effort, and we're not seeing it consistently enough. And I know, again, at some nights you're going to be overmanned, but when we're talking about games like the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, the Chicago Bulls that come here to town, last night the Los Angeles Clippers, when we're talking about these games, these are winnable games that you could have won. Those teams all outplayed you on your home floor, and that's alarming.
Yeah, and it's something that Coach Vogel talks about a lot. You know, he was happy about having practiced for the last 3 days to finally fix some things, and I thought defensively things were going in the right direction the last couple of games. But it's just hard when you have so many guys out and you have so many moving pieces at all times. But you're right. The energy level, the effort level, the hustle plays, it just hasn't been there.
It hasn't been there, and they've got it in there. So I think it needs to be a wake-up call. I think it needs to be these guys getting back to what they can do and have done at the beginning of the season. And stop feeling sorry for themselves. I think there's a little bit of that creeping in. Here we go again. And that mentality. Now listen, I get it. They're beat up from the last couple of years. But they have to overcome that. The one bright spot that I thought, though, Aaron, and before we go to break, just real quick, I thought it was a huge bright spot. And I think it needs to be pointed out. We've been hard on Mario on this program. But Mario, I thought, was terrific last night. I thought Mario, for the first time in a while, that's only the fourth time in his career that he scored 17 or more. He goes for 17. It was a season high. It was the most points he scored in a game since March 2nd of 2016. It's coming up on 2 years when he went for 21. I thought he was terrific, and I thought Vogel sung his praises as well.
Kid's got some ability, you know, and you know, he struggled, you know, obviously the last couple years to find his niche. But, you know, if he's getting consistent minutes, you're going to see flashes like that. You know, that's part of, you know, the development of a young player.
And I thought he gave up shots. I thought he passed up shots, sometimes for better looks, sometimes not. But he did make some mistakes, but I thought he played. I thought he competed. Just give me guys that are going to compete for the entire game, and I thought we saw that out of Mario.
Yeah, he looked like a guy that was playing fearless, which we haven't seen. How many times have we seen him come in and he makes a mistake and then he gets down on himself and doesn't play through it? I thought yesterday that when he made a mistake, he got through it, he fought through it, and he almost had that shooter's mentality where you just forget about it right away, which we hadn't seen. And early on when this team struggled and they were 1-9 shooting, he got them on the board with 6 early points. It was huge for them early on.
Yes, he did. And listen, the cavalry will be coming. The Jonathan Isaac thing set them back tremendously. I get that. And we got to get him back at some point. Hopefully you get Aaron Gordon back for Friday, maybe even Aaron Aflalo. You're not going to see Terrence Ross for a while. Maybe in a couple of weeks you might have a shot at Evan Fournier. But hopefully you can start getting some help. But the mentality doesn't matter who you have out there, this mentality has to change, and hopefully it starts on Friday. They've got it in them. They're good guys. They do work hard. We just don't see it consistently enough. When we come back, we're going to have NBA Hoop Scoop. This is Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign. And how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at the Amway Center. How cool is this? You can renew at the Amway Center or buy a new pass this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more. Aaron Berlin, without delay, take us to our NBA Hoop Scoop.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
You know, you mentioned that Disney read, and my barber told me yesterday he took him up on it. Got both jerseys, renewed two passes.
I love
got
that.
The white and the
did
blue
he mention
ones.
You?
No,
did
he did not.
No, that was a huge missed opportunity for you, Aaron.
I told him that. He said, I don't care. I just wanted my jerseys.
That's right.
Said,
if you go
whatever.
There and you're listening, mention Dante Marcatelli sent you. Mention Aaron Berlin sent you.
Okay, Dante. How about this? Surprising stat of the day goes to the Chicago Bulls, who currently own the longest win streak in the Eastern Conference at four games. This doesn't say a lot. The next closest is two. But have the Bulls finally turned a corner, or does just every team have its day every now and then?
I think every team has its day. That's not even with the four games that they've won in a row. They're now 7-20, but they're playing much better. They're playing hard. Mirotić is playing phenomenal basketball right now. I know they're trying to showcase him to get him moved out of Chicago, but I give him credit. Four consecutive wins is hard in the NBA. Magic have not done it since February of 16. So it is a very difficult feat, and I give them credit. I applaud them.
Chris Dunn is coming around. They're going to get Zach LaVine back. You know, they've got some pieces, but they're a long ways away. How about this, Dante? The other night, the Memphis Grizzlies scored 29 points and a half.
Eef.
Now, Miami scored 13 points in a or 8 points in a quarter earlier this year. What's worse, 29 and a half or 8 and a quarter?
8 and a quarter. You 8 and a quarter
so?
Is demoralizing. I know 20, just 29 is a bigger number than 8, so it seems like it's better. But I tell you what, maybe David Fizdale wasn't the problem in Memphis?
No,
maybe?
Not at all.
Is that what we're finding
that
out?
That franchise has some decisions to make, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, my goodness. This guy had them 3 weeks into the season. They were the best team in the Western Conference. So, and all of a sudden, he can't coach 3 weeks later? I don't buy that.
They scored 87 points in the game. They were 5-for-21 in the first quarter with 12 points and shot 27%.
Yeah, but 29 is bad. That's a low number for a half.
Okay, Dante, the savage Joel Embiid continues to be on Instagram. He posted a picture of him soaring to the rim last night. Quote, Euro-stepping our way through Minnesota, and we ended up raising the cat last night. Hashtag the process. Now, Cat responded, Embiid goes something long. It was still better quality than your defense. Has Embiid turned full-on heel on us, and is he still likable?
Yes. I love that. I have no problem with the guy talking trash if he backs it up. I have no problem.
At what point is it just too much on Instagram, though?
Now, if Kat took it to Instagram and went at Joel Embiid after losing, I would have a problem with that. But if you win, you have the right to say whatever you want to anybody. And if Kat doesn't like it, stop it.
And it's a
That's
little,
my thought.
Kat's season so far this season has been a little concerning.
Yes, it has been.
It?
It has been very disappointing. Yeah. He's not been the guy they've hoped. And I don't think we can have enough of this. I think some bad blood, some rivalry, some angst, I'm all for that.
I'll tell you what, the NBA has it figured out with their personalities, and I'm just saying this, the NBA is on its way to eclipsing the NFL.
It might be.
Personalities and social media interaction, it's there.
No question. No, already surpassing them with the social media interaction and the things they do in the community, the things they do for their fans, the access we have to NBA players, it's phenomenal.
Absolutely. How about this, Dante? Paul George gave some high praise to Victor Oladipo yesterday saying, quote, Vic is the face of Indiana. Vic is the future of Indiana. I'm along with Indiana on this Victor wave. He's going to be great here. Is Paul George getting a little sentimental maybe now that there's another big dog in Indiana so soon?
I think so, but I think he's trying to let him know, oh, by the way, I slipped out the door. You do have somebody to replace me. I slipped out the door. I think he's trying to soften the blow that he wanted out of there. That's been hard for me to see how good Victor Oladipo has been this year.
It's been hard for all of us here because he's like, that's our guy.
Now, I will say this. I think he needed that. I think he needed that trip to play alongside Russell Westbrook. I think he needed not to be humbled a little bit, but to learn how to play alongside somebody. So I think he needed that to become the player that he is now.
Dante, last but not least, I wanted to get out on this because I think it's worth and noting, Gordon Hayward is officially out of his walking boot. He surprised everyone by being out so early. How good of a story is this for him?
I love it. I hope this guy gets a full recovery. I know he's not going to be back this year, but I hope he's able to practice next year and come back at the start of the season. I think it'd be fantastic. I think a bigger story is what they're doing without him. Imagine how good they're going to be when they do get Gordon Hayward back eventually. We have a new podcast. Orlando Magic Pod Squad has dropped its latest podcast featuring the holidays, the Christmas edition. Go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, like it, leave a comment, rate it, listen to it. We welcome your feedback. Hit us all up. Myself, George Galante, Jeff Turner, and David Steele. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time. Next up for Orlando, they'll host the Portland Trail Blazers tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you then.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People love France.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
The new wave of Orlando Magic gear has arrived. Iconic pinstripes and a classic look give our latest thread swagger on and off the court. Introducing our all-new Nike uniforms and apparel, now available at the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center. Shop for every Magic fan on your list this holiday season. The Team Shop is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., plus Saturdays in December. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.